I've always wanted to say these words. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Jones. She's a lady. No, 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 she's a lady.
Why, Delilah? It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Sir Tom is what to call him now, and he's back with a somewhat new sound, but that same rafter-rattling voice. Oh, you got to give a little love, give a little love. Go on, just do it. You can't abuse it. Give a little love, give a little love. Go on and do it. Go! The world's best-known Welshman. Well, there's also Catherine Zeta-Jones, Richard Burton, Dylan Thomas, and Anthony Hopkins, but No Mind released his first album in 1965, and since then he has sold more than 100 million records around the world and been knighted. His new album, 24 Hours, is his first U.S. studio release in more than 15 years. Sir Tom Jones joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
I'm intrigued by your choice of producers for this album, because it's produced by Future Cut.
Yes.
And, of course, they're known for working with Estelle and Kate Nash, young pop stars in Britain. What were you looking for by choosing them?
Well, I wanted to get with somebody that that was on the same wavelength as myself. And when I met them, they said they would like to get the essence of things that I'd recorded in the 60s, you know, but with a modern sound. But they liked a lot of the brass things that I had done on my early recordings. So one of the songs that, for instance, one of the songs that we recorded now is called If He Should Ever Leave You, which was sampled from a record that I did called I'll Never Let You Go.
I'll buy you diamond rings, I'll give you pretty things to prove that I love you so.
The brass at the beginning is identical. And they, you know, they liked that. So they wanted to do things like that, which I was all for. And they had some tracks already laid down. So what I realized was I had to get with some songwriters and write songs to go along with some of these tracks that they'd already laid down.
And how did Bono come to write a song for you? A song called Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy, yes. We were in Dublin, and I was in a club with him having a drink. And I asked him, would he write me a song? And he said he would love to. But if he did, he would like it to be about me. So he asked me a lot of questions about growing up in Wales, you know. And, you know, what did I do before I got into show business? And so that line is there, you got to get your hands dirty when you're digging a ditch. You know, because I told him that I used to dig ditches as well. You got to get your hands dirty when you're digging a ditch. He liked the way I looked when he was a kid, and he used to see me on television, you know, with the shirt and the shoes and like that. So those things are in there. So information I was giving him, he was using.
Got to tell you, the whole idea of Sir Tom Jones and Sir Bono in a pub having a drink. Mm-hmm. First, it raises the question: so you only go drinking with other people who've been knighted?
No. This was a nightclub, though. I think it's been documented that it was a pub, but it was actually a nightclub called Lily Bordello's.
Oh, okay.
In Dublin,
classy place, I'm sure.
Oh yes, very classy. The show must go on. What else can it do? I'm gonna drop it all on you, sugar, sugar daddy, sugar, sugar daddy, sugar, sugar daddy.
Sir Tom, we asked some of our listeners to give us some questions, and would you mind answering a few of them for us?
Not at all.
First is from Tony Kay of Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Sir Tom. I had the great pleasure of meeting you 19 years ago after a wonderful show at the Paramount Theater, and you were incredibly gracious. It was a pleasure. My question involves your duet album, Reload. I think it's a terrific record and one of my personal favorites. And I was wondering what artists you would like to share a microphone with today. Thank you very much.
There's a bunch of people that are around that I haven't sung with as yet. Whitney Houston, I think, is a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came up with a good song, I think we could sing it together, you know, really well. And I like Alicia Keys. I like Duffy, mm-hmm. who's a Welsh singer, and Amy Winehouse. You know, if she ever pulls herself together.
So you have to get her between between spells. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
And there's another girl called Adele that is making some noise now in England. So there's a lot of good voices around, I think, that with the right song. You know, with duets, though, you have to find the song first, and the other person has to really want to do that.
Sir Tom, before we get to our next question, you were very sick as a child, weren't you?
Yeah, I had tuberculosis from the age of 12 to 14. I was bedridden for 2 years. Sometimes it takes an illness like that to really make you aware that health does not come easy. You know, it's not cheap. But when you have good health, you see, you don't think about it. And a lot of kids growing up, if they don't get sick, they never experience it. So a lot of people take it for granted.
Yeah.
But when you do get sick like that, you think, my God. I mean, I remember there was a lamppost at the end of our street. And I used to see the kids playing around the lamppost there, and I used to think to myself, my God, when I'm able to walk to that lamppost, I'll never complain about anything again as long as I live. It was and I've never forgotten that. You know, it's stuck with me all the time.
We have something I think you'll like hearing this comment from Sandy Spellman of Texarkana, Texas.
Hi, Scott and Tom. My husband and I love your new CD, 24 Hours. We have been to several of your concerts, and no matter what mood people are in when they walk in, they always leave with a big smile. What I want to know is, what puts a really big smile on your face?
Well, seeing the people walk out with big smiles on their faces, that's what makes me smile. I mean, that's the best part of the day for me, is being on stage. I love to sing, and I love... You know, I love getting across to the people. It's like a giant pat on my back when they're getting it and they're really digging it. And that's what puts a smile on my face.
Let's go to a question now from Ellen Sterling from Las Vegas.
Hi, Sir Tom. I wanted to know if there's a question you wish interviewers would stop asking you. And is there one you've never been asked but would like to answer?
Well, yeah, I mean, but me bringing it up, you see, we'll bring it up then. But
I think I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if she doesn't, yeah.
It's the underwear thing, you know, that people keep asking me about that I think it's, you know, it's become a joke and it's not really what I'm all about, you know, it's not, I would prefer to be
people
asked.
People throwing underwear at
underwear,
you
yes,
stage,
yes,
yeah.
Sorry, yes, throwing underwear.
They're not asking about your underwear necessarily.
No, sorry, throwing underwear, you know, and that part, and that happened, you know, it started a long time ago with room keys and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought that my image would overpower my talent.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that got me onto the stage to begin with was the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
So it's, and I started selling records before the majority of people knew what I looked like. So it's on the sound that I make, really, and not the, you know, sometimes what happens on stage. So I can't think of anything that I would want them to ask me that I haven't already answered.
Yeah. I may ask you about this, Sir Tom. We interviewed Dame Shirley Bassey earlier this year, another famous Welsh singer.
Yes.
Now, a lot of pop stars, as they get older, no names mentioned, record fine albums where they kind of reinterpret the classics and emphasize a softer, subtler side.
Mm.
But you Welsh folks, you and Dame Shirley,
yep.
you just still love to bring out the voice and rattle the pans. And
oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we're very similar, Shirley and myself, because we do project, and I think we learned that singing in pubs and clubs in Wales without microphones, you know, and you learn to project, and that never really leaves you. So we can get tender at times, you know, but still like to belt out songs when they need to be belted out, and she feels the same way as I do in that respect.
I was so struck by something I read. You did an interview in the 1980s, and you said that you dread the day you have to retire.
Yes. I don't want to retire. Mm-hmm. I'm not frightened of growing older. It's not a thing that I don't harp on the past and think, oh, my God, I wish I was 18 again. You know, it's not... I've had a wonderful life, and I'm still having one. But the only thing that that age is going to do is going to finally stop me from singing, and I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to retirement when I won't be able to sing anymore. But I hope I'm tired enough then not to be frustrated, you know, and think, my God, I wish I could still sing like I did. So I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Well, Sir Dom, take care of yourself and your voice, okay?
Thank you.
Hear the footsteps at my door. I don't struggle anymore. As I take...
Sir Tom joined us from NPR West. His new album, 24 Hours, is out now. You can hear more of it on our website. And by the way, if you have any fond memories of Tom Jones, please share them with us. You can go to npr.org/soapbox. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I had one moment 24 hours ago. One moment 24 hours ago.